Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
This is the oral history assignment for Wyoming history for Chris Plant. Fall semester 1991. The interviewer for this is Aaron Rosen, and the interviewees are Joanne Dewey and Darren Dewey of Rock Springs, Wyoming. Okay, I'm here this evening with Joanne Dewey and Darren Dewey. They are husband and wife, Rock Springs, Wyoming. Currently part owners, is that right, or the owners of Superior Lumber Company?
It's a corporation.
Corporation. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Question number one goes to Joanne James Dewey. Joanne, where were you born?
Rock Springs.
In Rock Springs.
In the hospital that was at the top of C Street.
In the old Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm, right.
And Darren, where were you born?
In Brigham City, Utah.
Wow.
In a service station.
In a service station.
My father ran a service station, and the house was part of the service station.
Okay.
You're born in the home.
In the home.
Okay, which leads me to the next question. Darren, up to this point, where have you lived? What various places have you grown while you were growing up?
Well, Brigham City, of course. Ogden, Utah. Salt Lake, twice. Twin Falls, once. Richfield, Utah, once. And Bountiful. Actually, Salt Lake would be three times then, because once during our marriage, mm-hmm. and then Bountiful, and then Rock Springs.
Okay, Joanne, the same question goes to you.
I was born and raised in Rock Springs. I went to college at Brigham Young University in Provo. Worked for a time in Salt Lake City, met and married Darren. We lived in Salt Lake, and then in Bountiful, and now back to Rock Springs.
Okay. Joanne, what did your parents do for a living?
Mother was a homemaker, and Daddy was the manager of the Superior Lumber Company, the family-owned business.
Okay. Darren, you, the same question.
My father had various jobs. He was basically an office manager. He was the business manager of the hospital in Ogden, and also for a medical clinic. Prior to that, he sold life insurance, he sold international trucks, and he sold oil, gasoline.
Okay. Darren, while you were in high school, what were the major teen, quote-unquote, problems or temptations that they faced at that time as opposed to today?
Well, going back to high school, of course, it was a lot different than it is today. I think about the only problem that I ever really ran into is some of my friends had cars, and we would go chasing around. But all of my friends, we had absolutely no problem. We didn't even know what drugs were then. The group that I ran around with did not use alcohol or tobacco. Some of the school did, but it was a lot smaller minority than now. And well, as far as really personal problems that I faced, because of the group I was with, I really feel like I didn't face anything that was major.
Okay.
And I feel very lucky because of that.
Okay. Joanne, were there any major sicknesses or illnesses in this community that you can remember?
Or plagues?
Nothing that was catastrophe that I can recall. The normal whooping cough, which is not a normal thing now. I remember I had whooping cough when I was first grade. We didn't have kindergarten then, not even private school that you would go to. So it was first grade. The beginning of school, I had whooping cough without for almost 2 months. It was very detrimental to my beginning in school, and I had a hard time with reading and comprehension of reading. I remember that. In particular, there was the usual chicken pox, measles, mumps. I don't have the mumps till I was a senior in high school.
Poor
the junior prom.
Poor timing.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Okay, Joanne, another question for you. What was Rock Springs' main sources of resource or income in your growing up years?
As a community, it was the coal mine. Probably second might be the railroad, but the majority of railroad was in Green River, so it was, if anybody worked for the railroad, they probably commuted to Green River. It was primarily the coal mine.
Okay.
A lot of sheep ranching at that time, where there isn't as much now,
mm-hmm.
but primarily coal mining. I remember in about my senior year when the coal mines were beginning to close, I was very concerned for the financial condition of our family. Of course, I didn't worry about anybody else, mm-hmm. of our family, because if there weren't any coal miners, we were going to have a ghost town. There would not be anybody here. They'd all move away. And then what? And where would we go? And I was really concerned. But then, almost instantaneously, the Trona mine opened.
Mm-hmm.
And so when one closed, another opened.
Okay. Darren, as you grew up, what did you do for recreation? You touched on that a little bit.
Okay, my history is not in my own, does that matter?
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
as long as you live here, that's fine.
In Utah, but we were involved greatly in church athletics, and we would travel through the whole Weber County area playing basketball. We enjoyed that. And then we participated in the high school track, and one thing a lot of us liked to do was ski. There was excellent skiing there in the winter, and a lot of us skied. And then there was a little bit of water sports, boating, and then a lot of my activities was with my father. We did a lot of hunting and fishing.
Okay, good. Joanne, is there anything about Rock Springs that is particularly significant or stands out in your memory that you can remember? Any main events or happenings, whether it be a crime, or something more on a positive note?
I can't think of anything. I know there must have been something that went on. We were a very quiet, comfortable community. Very trusting. Never, I don't think anybody ever locked their doors.
Until 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's about right. I really don't remember of anything in particular. We were very quiet, calm, constant. I can remember walking to the movies. We walked to school, walking home at night. I'd walk alone. I would never allow my children to do that now. It was just a small community, and everyone knew everyone else. So it was a very nice community. There wasn't, I'm sure there was crime, I didn't ever hear about it. I'm sure there were problems. I remember hearing of a rape that took place with one of our younger classmates. And I was just appalled to think that anything like that would happen. But I don't remember of any burglary. I remember people coming through on the train. What do you call them? Tramps?
Hobos,
yeah. I can remember them coming, I don't know why they came up that far, but up to my aunt's house, and she fixed him a lunch, a sandwich, and drank a milk. He knocked at the door and said, "You really needed something to eat." And she said, "Okay, so sit out there on the porch and I'll fix you something to eat." That was weird. That was very strange that she did that. But it was just a very calm, very quiet, very family.
You may want to talk about the Cheyenne room, so.
That was in my high school years, that's true. We had a lot of prostitutes that were in business. This is prior to any
60 minutes.
This is like in the 1940s. But when I was in high school and I was working at the office, and the carpenters would go repair the doors that were kicked in, and they would make comments. Now charge this door to the Cheyenne Rooms. Well, I spelled it Shyanne. And they just laughed.
C-H.
Was it C-H-Y? No, I spelled it C-H-Y, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like Cheyenne. That was C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E. That's it. And they would laugh and laugh and laugh. And I never understood what was going on. I didn't know what prostitution was. I had no idea. I was very protected young lady. And they told me that it was prostitute. Well, I didn't even know what a prostitute was. And that was the finest thing from my vocabulary. So that was, like I said, I was very protected young lady. that's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Darren, what about you and your growing up years in your communities? Do you remember anything that stands out?
Crime-wise?
Or any event-wise, disaster, or?
I don't recall of a disaster. We had several winters that were extremely hard winters. A lot of snow.
47.
Yeah. I worked as an assistant to the pathologist when I did high school and starting college, and we worked on several bodies that were mutilated because of train wrecks. Ogden was a train area, and there was one severe, bus wreck. And I was working in the hospital at the time too, and in the lab then, and we had a lot of burn to patients come in, and I can remember the smell in the hospital, and that will always be with me.
I can remember a flood, but not this one. When I was a girl, we had and I'm guessing I was less than 12. I don't know year-wise at all, but I can remember Bitter Creek flooded, and we had some friends that lived, can't name any street. You go straight down Center Street, and there's a little park down there, and it's where they're putting in the new highway and the new bridge. But whatever those streets are down
Center Street.
Yeah, down that direction. And I remember going down there with Mother and Daddy and helping them clean out their basement apartment. And they had lost everything. They had just been married, and so it's all of their new wedding things. And remember that part. And it then wasn't too long after that that Daddy had something to do with the Bitter Creek being dug deep and dug wide, that that would never, ever happen again. And so far, knock on our little wooden heads, it has never happened again with the Bitter Creek.
Okay. How about your father? Is there something significant about him? Something that he did for the city that you can remember?
Well, Daddy was the mayor. And
for what terms?
Four terms? 16 years?
Yeah. Daddy was in for 12 years. And at the time that Daddy was mayor, you had election every 2 years. So he was re-elected 6 times. Or he was elected 6 times. And that was a real strain. After he said, I will not run anymore. And then I think Paul was somehow sitting after that. Then they changed the laws and the rules and made it a 4-year term. But that was really strenuous and very difficult. Daddy was running a business. He was mayor. He had home. He was also the president of Sweetwater Federal Savings and Loans. And he was a very busy man. We didn't see him a lot. But when we saw him, we were always we were center. We had quality time with him. He did a lot to help other people.
And both of you can answer this next question. How and where did you two meet?
Well, that was interesting. I was in the Army at the time. And I was in the service with Joanne's cousin. And we were very, very good friends. And we had come home on furlough together. And Joanne's grandmother had passed away, so you can take it from there.
Yeah, but we had had the service, and after the dinner, and everybody was just getting around to talking, and the adults wanted to, in essence, get rid of the youth, the kids, and I was the younger of the cousins at that time. The others all had boyfriends or girlfriends, and so they said, well, let's find you a date, Joanne, and let's go dancing. On my grandmother's funeral night? No way. Oh, come on, we don't care. That's fine. Grandma would like you to. So we did. They said, I've got a good Army buddy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Ogden. Now, I was going to the Y at the time. And there seemed to be a stigma about Ogden fellows thinking they were top-notch, better than anybody else. Then that was the second problem was he was an Army buddy, and everybody knows Army buddies are not top guys. So that was 2 strikes against him. I can't even remember what the third one was.
Saturday night. Yeah.
And he didn't have a date. Forget him. But they convinced me, and my aunt and uncle pressured me to go ahead and go on this blind date. And so I finally consented. It's only one night. I'll never see him again in my entire life, so why should I not worry about it? So I said, okay. And he walked in the door, and he was the most handsome man I had ever seen in my entire life. And my heart turned 3 times inside of me. We went dancing at Lagoon and had a marvelous time. And my cousin, who he was good buddies with, and his fiancée were getting married the next weekend, which worked out great for their furlough. And so as we came back home, I convinced Mother that we ought to come back down for the, go back down to Salt Lake for the wedding reception. So we dated again, in other words, after the wedding. And three times we saw each other, and then he went back in service and we wrote.
So it was a blind date. Joanne, how many children do you two have, and what are their names?
We have four children. Stephen, Scott, Diane, and Bruce.
Okay. Darren, do you plan on retiring?
Probably maybe a semi-retirement. When you're in business for yourself, you usually don't just retire, but we would like some form of a retirement, but I can't imagine that I'll have my fingers in the pot, you know, kind of like her dad did until the end.
Joanne, after your semi-retirement, what do you wish to do for both of you?
Probably travel. We have enjoyed traveling more this year than we've ever done. And it has been fun, and we've enjoyed it. It's been good opportunities for us to get away and relax, even if it's only been a weekend. But that's been fun, and we've gone places we've never gone before. And it has been exciting. That's probably what we would do. And we're very, very grateful that our family is close by. So we do get to see them all.
Okay, well, good. And this, I guess, this is a question for both of you. Do you both enjoy living here in Rock Springs?
Yeah, we do.
That's very
interesting. Because Joanne has quite a story. Of course, when I moved up, it was new to me. And it was a challenge to me, but we enjoy it now. Joanne had a little different opinion.
Yeah. When you grow up in a small community, and you think there's nothing to do here. There's no place to go. There's nothing cultural. There's nothing exciting. It's just home. And so when I went away to college, I told Mother and Daddy, I will always be glad to come home and visit you, but I will never live in Rock Springs. And Daddy just smiled and said, okay, that's fine. So when we married, and we lived in Bountiful for 19 years and figured we were pretty much natives of Bountiful. And my uncle retired from the company, and Daddy asked Darren if he would be interested in coming into the business. And Darren said yes, and I cried for 2 weeks because I wasn't going to go back to that small little community that had nothing there. And so when I reconciled myself, okay, that's fine, we'll go, and we'll enjoy it. And I admit it, and I have eaten every word that I said, we have loved it. We have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think the important thing is, wherever your family is home. It doesn't matter whether it's little Timbuktu, or whether it's an enormously big community, or but it's wherever you and your family are. And the second thing is, the children have loved it. And if they love it, then you're going to enjoy it too. So, yes, we have loved it. We have enjoyed it. We have been very pleased. We've been very happy. We have also found that even though we lived in Bountiful, which is next door to Salt Lake, it has all the cultural events and activities, we found ourselves so busy, involved with our own little lives, that the culture went on around us and we didn't involve ourselves with it any more than we did when we lived here. We find ourselves taking advantage of the cultural events here more than we did when we were in Utah.
Yeah, we will go to the library, we go down to the college, to the productions, and we are members of the community concert. And these things we never did in Salt Lake or Bountiful, or never very limited.
Yeah, limited. Extremely limited.
Yeah.
Probably not more than...
So we've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've been very happy here.
Okay, great.
I love the clear blue sky.
I don't blame you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Darren, to this interview at all? Any experience that you remember?
Well, of course, all of my experiences in this community has been as an adult, and there's been some quite extreme situations that I've been involved with. We talked about this 60 Minute. I witnessed a guy getting shot 5 times down in front of the lumber yard. Had to be a witness at his trial. He's convicted of first degree murder. And that was quite shocking to me.
I'll bet.
Well, I think that's probably all. But overall, we have really enjoyed it.
Well, good. How about you, John?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. I love what I'm doing. I love my family. I love my home. I love working. I really have enjoyed. The only thing that I have missed are the mountains in Brownsville that were right there at my back door. And that's the only thing I miss. I have gotten so, I haven't missed it, but if I was to say one thing that I missed, that was it. But then I find beauty around in everything else, and we thoroughly have enjoyed the area, the scenery, because you find beauty where you're looking for it. It's not green grass, but it's other kind of beauty. We've enjoyed all of the trips we've taken, all of the trails we've been on. We've loved the gorge. Yeah, we've thoroughly enjoyed it. We're very happy.
One interesting thing is 3 of our 4 kids have lived in other areas and have chosen to come back here.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the interview. And that concludes the interview.
Yay!
Yay.